Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
While many Americans and those in the West were asleep in their beds, innocent Israeli men, women, and children were ripped from theirs. They awoke to the sounds of indiscriminate missile attacks, gunfire, and the screams of their neighbors and friends.
Speaker of the House Mike Johnson is marking a month since the Israel-Gaza conflict began by talking about the 1,400 Israelis killed. More than 10,000 Palestinians have reportedly been killed by Israel's assault on Gaza in response. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has constantly refused calls for a ceasefire, arguing it would benefit Hamas. U.S. officials are urging Hamas to release the 240 people taken hostage, saying a ceasefire can't happen without that. Several family members of Itai Raviv are among those being held.
Releasing them should be the top priority of the entire world, should be the number one thing that everyone discusses. Anyone who believes in human rights, anyone who advocates for human rights, for humanity, for justice, should solve this issue.
Opinions among Americans seem split, with many, including some Jews, saying Israel's attacks amount to genocide against Palestinians, and that division has reached Congress. The House has approved a censure of Michigan Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib for her condemnation of Israel.
The cries of the Palestinian and Israeli children sound no different to me. What I don't understand is why the cries of Palestinians sound different to you all.
Tlaib says President Joe Biden's support of Israel will cost him Arab and Muslim support in 2024. Meanwhile, Democratic Congresswoman Sarah Jacobs of California sought to censure Florida Republican Brian Mast for saying Palestinian civilians are not innocent in this war.
Whereas Representative Brian Mast's refusal to distinguish innocent Palestinians from Hamas terrorists is false, misleading, dehumanizing, dangerous, and unbecoming of a member of Congress.
Jacobs' motion was dropped before it could come to a vote. Minnesota's Supreme Court dismissed a lawsuit to keep former President Donald Trump off the state's primary ballot, but similar 14th Amendment suits are still alive in other states. Political scientist David Sturrock says it's not clear if courts would take that kind of step.
The courts generally err on the side of allowing voters to have choices. They're reluctant to tell voters or election officials, no, you can't include a candidate's name on the ballot.
Some Republicans in Congress are again discussing using federal budget deadlines to force sharp reductions to a host of social programs like SNAP for women, infants, and children. David Nemeroff with Harmony Healthcare of Long Island says the cuts they want aren't substantive.
From what I understand, it is not a scalpel and just a little bit here and there. It is literally moving, you know, they used to get a fresh vegetables from about $25 to $11 a week. I mean, it's significant cuts.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Hey, how are you?